Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
A gentleman who is walking 15 marathons in 15 days. It's Sky Sports Jeff Stelling, who is in the Northwest, and today is day six, where they're doing Chester to Everton via Tranmere and Liverpool as well. Morning to you, Jeff.
Morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. Where do I find you at the moment?
We've just left Chester. Just left the stadium and eventually heading towards our first stop at Birkenhead, but we're a long, long way away from that. We're only probably 800 yards off the start, so it's a long way. You know, probably another 26 miles, 25 and a half miles to go today, but you try not to think that way. I'm amongst a group of fantastic people with a lot of celebrities as well, and we're all looking forward to it.
So day six, and of course you've done all this before, haven't you? So you've already got the mental toughness for it, Jeff.
We did 10 marathons in 10 days last year. We've sort of upped the ante a little bit this year. I'm going to a lot of different football clubs that we didn't visit last year when we went principally down the eastern side of England. So, look, we're heading into football heartland now. You know, because obviously prostate cancer is an illness that affects men, and football clubs are, you know, effectively still predominantly occupied by men. So that's how we're trying to get our message across, you know, through football clubs, that prostate cancer is a killer, but it doesn't have to be, you know, if you follow a few sort of pretty straightforward rules.
So you're looking to raise around £500,000. I see from your website you're already on around £164,000. If you want to help out on this, you can go to prostatecanceruk.org/Jeff's March and you'll find a little bit more on there. And I would imagine on each leg of this, Jeff, you're talking to individuals who are telling you their stories about how prostate cancer has affected them or family members.
Yeah, I mean, we are walking with people who are living with prostate cancer, who have friends or relatives who have prostate cancer, who know people who have prostate cancer, or in some cases with some of the people that we're walking with who have terminal prostate cancer themselves and are giving up their precious time, you know, to try and spread the message. I mean, it's quite humbling sometimes. You know, we've got one fella called Kevin Weber here, who has two young sons, and he's walking all 15 days with me, you know, and he is an inspiration to absolutely everybody. And his reasoning behind it is he says, you know, that he wants to make sure that his two sons don't suffer from this, you know, damned awful disease, damned awful illness, as he always says to me, you know, in the way that he suffers.
Are you finding it quite emotional when you hear some of those stories, Jeff?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, time and again during the course of the walk, you know, I've been greeted by ladies who have lost their husband, and often at a very young age. This is not an old man's illness, by the way. You know, I've met women who have lost their husbands in their 40s to prostate cancer. You know, I got a letter at Sky Sports a couple of weeks ago, and it started off that I'm one of those idiots who didn't get checked out for prostate cancer, discovered I've got it, now it's terminal. He said, I've got a lifetime collection of football memorabilia, and I'd like you to have some of it. And, it's incredibly moving. I bang on relentlessly, so I'll bang on now. You know, if you're in your 40s, you could be in a vulnerable group. If you've got a family history of prostate cancer, if you're peeing too often during the course of the night, and it's not because you've been to the pub all night, you know, if you can't pee up against the wall, you just might be in that vulnerable group. So go and get yourself checked, or go to the Prostate Cancer UK website. They've got counsellors available. It might be nothing, but, you know, better to be safe than sorry, because this is an illness that we can beat and hope to beat over the next few years.
Yeah, it might just be the best thing you've ever done. Right, you've had some brilliant support. Yesterday, I noticed the weather was awful yesterday, wasn't it? You were doing the leg from Stoke, but the likes of Dominic Court, Mark Hughes gave you a bit of support there?
Yeah, the Stoke League Cup winning side of 1972 were there to see us off. You know, the likes of Gordon Banks and Terry Conroy was absolutely brilliant. Dennis Smith, to see them there. Today, we got fantastic support today. I mean, just from the start, you know, we've got my Sock Saturday mate, Phil Thompson and Charlie Nicholas are both here. Robbie Fowler's come along as well. Mark Lawrenson's here. Kevin Ratcliffe is here. Neil Mellor's come down. Gary Morris is here somewhere today. I haven't seen him yet, but I know he's here. Colin Murray, the broadcaster's here as well. You know, and then during the course of the day, Jimmy Carragher's going to join us somewhere. Graham Sharp's going to be with us. Graham Stewart, Ian Starr, you know, the list goes on. It's fantastic. And it lifts the spirits of all of the walkers, you know. It's brilliant that the celebrities have come out in such force. It just makes the walk so much easier.
That's a fantastic bunch of people, isn't it? Can people just join in with the walk? Can they just sort of hop on anywhere?
No, they need to register, really. If they go to the website, they can register there. But they can certainly come along and give us a shout and give us a pat on the back, you know. They're more than welcome to do that.
Unbelievable. Jeff, best of luck with the rest of the walk. When do you aim to sort of finish the whole... So it's 15 marathons in 15 days.
It finishes
in Newcastle, yeah?
June the 16th, you know. St. James's Park, and that'll be one of the sweetest sights for a long time.
No bad injuries so far?
No bad injuries. Touch wood, you know. I'm still just a bit damp from the last 2 days. Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the rain yesterday was of biblical proportions. It was definitely the worst day of this walk or the last walk, weather-wise, no question about that. But look, I've got my sunglasses out today. I don't need them at the moment, but I'm trying to stay optimistic.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.